Poetry is heart motion. Poetry as a notion. Poetry was an ocean. Poetry is commotion. Poetry is.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Pitters, and welcome to the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, you know who you are, so you know it is time for you to reset and enjoy some poetry, prose, and at times music here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM. This is Thin Air Community Radio, and we are on the stream at www.kyrs.org, where the young, the old, and the in-between gather to share their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. My special guest today is the noted musician Ashley Pyle. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Alrighty. The mission of the Spoken Open Poetry Program is to make available to poets and others the opportunity to share their literary works and musical skills. But Ashley, guess what? It is time for the Thank You Minute. So is there anyone that you would like to give a shout out to?
I mean, I'll thank you for finding me, having me on. And I would like to thank my mother for listening to all my songs before I take them out and play them for people, and titling a lot of my songs and letting me know when she can't hear the words really clearly, so any of my proficiency in diction goes to her.
All righty, and I'd like to give a quick shout out to Lisa and Christopher and Hallie. All right, that haven't been said. I'm going to start us off with, I'll do a poem I've written, and then I'll turn the show over to Ashley. The poem is called Philosophy. The value of thought is the dimension and substance it adds to battling with the abstract, which then can be proven or explained using logic to develop a theoretical approach. Doing so arranges a belief that materializes and is constructed to be accepted or rejected. It draws a vision into a decision-making position based on fact rather than fiction, right instead of wrong, good, not bad, faith in place of a false deception, which takes us into the valley of death, yea do I walk, by challenging the evil fear discharges. The spirit of life shines within the mind, and bravery's strength harnesses, accepts its inherent wisdom, denouncing gutless retreat as the master of one's pursuit of a tangible happiness called the face of your love. If you are just tuning in, I am Stephen Pitters, and this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And before we turn the show over to Ashley, let me pass this piece of information to you. When you go to the KYRS webpage, you will see many pieces of information. One being the front of a red car, and it says donate your car, truck, or boat, and it's easy. All you have to do is call 855-597-7227 to arrange a free pickup. And what do you get? You get a tax receipt. So give us a call here at 855-597-7227. That having been said, now it is time for you to sit back, folks, and enjoy some fantastic music right here on KYRS. Miss Ashley Pyle. Ashley, your show.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, what a time to be allergic to everything. So much fun. I've got a few songs to share today. It's been a fun journey being a songwriter, and I will play my newest one for you. It's called The Balance. It draws some parallels. I know the verses, just to prepare you, it starts with, like, the relationship between two people, and be the 50 to my 50, be the 60 to my 40, be the 80 to my 20. Like,
Who's the 80 and who's the 20?
If, like, if you can pick it up for me today, like, it's, yeah. Cute little love song. That's what I write too many of.
They're great.
They're good. Okay, so this is the balance. Join forces, be my babe. We'll do it together, face whatever goes astray. I just can't do it all today. I'm not asking for Superman. I'm just asking for what you feel you can bring to the table. If you're able, if that's okay. And the balance, just a weight and not hit zero. But if you can't, I understand. But love me harder in the balance. First time. Chasing cars to wherever they're going. Take me anywhere today in the balance percentage.
So mellow, so mellow. Now, the question of questions. How did you construct that piece? I mean, what was the inspiration?
A lot of my songs start with, I'll just call them one-liners. I just get one or two lines that I absolutely fall in love with, and then I can't finish it for about 3 months. And then it just falls out of my head, and then it's like, whoa, where did that come from? But the little one-liner that I got from that was like, be the 60 to my 40. Like, I can't do it alone. There are days that you need someone else's help. And, like, the whole two halves make a whole thing. Like, you don't always need two halves. It just needs to equal 100%. Like,
okay. That's a math issue.
Yeah. Like, you can pick it up for someone else, and someone else can help you out, and, yeah.
Okay, super.
It's a good balance.
But, you know, you use the phrase, falls out of my head, and I'm like, yes. Wow, you know, that's a great line, trust me.
Yeah,
that's why I wrote it down.
Some of my favorite songs happen on accident.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to use that line just to let you know.
Oh, definitely.
I'm going to use that line, yep. Falls out of my head. It's like, okay, what falls out of my head?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe too much.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have a hole in my head or wherever. I don't have to play around with that one.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So anyway, go on. You're rolling. Go on.
I've got another one for you. This one is called What Day It Is.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, it's very relevant to this week. I wrote it last week. But I have been working graveyard shifts and then swing shifts. And when it just, the entire, like, you're up all night and then up all day. If you've ever been so stressed that you don't know what day it is.
Usually when you travel from East Coast to West Coast. Or, I mean, from West Coast to East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You lose it.
Oh, yeah. Like, people are asking me, like, oh, like, when are you doing this? I don't know. Like, when did you last work? I have no idea. So
I'm on the planet.
Yeah, I'm here. That's all that matters. So, yeah, it's called What Day It Is. It's the weekend. It's hard to tell what day it is. To begin with, and with the lights beneath the loft, I passed the stars to climb to sleep. I made my home from that shoebox, and once a week I found my peace. But I don't know. Like a Wednesday, but two nights have passed without rest, and the final obligations of the day feel like a Friday, but I haven't gone to sleep yet, and with the lights beneath the loft, I pass the stars to climb to sleep. I made my home from that shoebox, and once a week I found my peace, but I don't know. Clean and do the laundry. Oh, the weekends work of its own. And with my head up in the clouds, I pass the stars to climb to sleep. I made my home from that shoebox, and I don't need much to find peace. but I don't know what day it is. And the week has got me weak already. I'm spent from spending time so poorly. I'm lost and losing sleep. I'm slipping. I don't know.
What day it is, and you know, you have loaned me, well, I guess you didn't know you were lending to me,
oh, yeah,
but a number of lines here, and yeah. I've been literally writing the beginning of a poem. Yes, I reached the midday, and I extended the line and sputtered, hoping to recover in time to still find your mind. I need a drink of wine to jumpstart what I left behind. Ooh. I fell out of my head.
Ooh.
Ooh, <yeah. laughs> right. So I'll roll it here. you have become an inspiration to me. Well, folks, this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And we have Ashley Pyle in the studio with us today. And if you'd like to be a guest, all you need to do is call 509-747-3807 and leave your name or number. Remember, we're on the stream at www.kyrs.org. Now, let's continue with more inspiring songs and lyrics from Ashley Pyle. Ashley, back to you.
Thank you. And I figured since this is a poetry show, I'll break out all my little poetic techniques.
Oh yes, because I'm lapping them up.
Okay. So I've got this one song. It is the title track to what will be my first album eventually. It's called Little Lover.
Okay.
Just from the title, what techniques do I use?
Ooh, what techniques?
Alliteration. There's so much alliteration in it. I had fun with words on this one.
Okay.
And for any music theory geeks out there, I got really excited the last line of the chorus. It goes down a major scale and just resolves on the root tone. It's just
ouch.
Okay. Makes me happy. Okay. So this is called Little Lover. Paper cups aren't porcelain, so there's no dishes to do. But you pick up people projects, those with trouble being true. You're the biggest ray of sunshine, and they leave you feeling blue. If you keep on kissing corpses, you'll be 6 feet under. So, little lover, let me love a little. Sure. too. But foolish lover, you love yourself so foolishly. No sense for your own safety. You don't even have a clue. When you think of people, projects, those with trouble being true, you're the biggest ray of sunshine and they leave you feeling blue. If you keep on kissing corpses, you'll be 6 feet under soon. Little lover, let me love a little you. But this is true, that how you love someone so well reflects on you. Soon discover that it matters how you love yourself too. But little lover, you love all the little things. How he smiles with bright eyes shining, and he insists on loving you. When you pick up people, projects, those with trouble being true, you're the biggest ray of sunshine and they leave you feeling blue. If you keep on kissing corpses, you'll be 6 feet under soon. Little lover, let me love a little you. Little lover, let me love a little you. Oh, little lover, let me
Before we are done today, I've got this poem. It's almost it's rolling along. I mean, the lines you have are just fitting right in there. I'm just expanding them, adding, as you were talking about, foolish lover, as find your way to the brightness she has for you. Ooh. Oh, well, a little segue over on the side now. You came to Spokane from?
Alaska. I was born up in Alaska and adopted and raised here. Did some time in Michigan and, I mean, college, not jail. It felt like it, but people have brought that up before.
Well, you're making your way around. You started way up there made your way down to the lower 48.
Yes.
But the songs, I mean, your lyrics are just fine. I mean, you definitely are a poet.
Thank you.
That's right. And you're helping me right here. I'm just, you know, my mind, you've opened my mind.
I love it. Oh, I
and
love
I'm
it.
So inclined. So okay, well, keep on going because I just used a line that I need to write down. So I'm going to listen to you and write it down.
Yes. Do you have time for a normal length one or a shorter one?
We have about 5 minutes. Cool. So you've got time.
Beautiful. I'll use the little location segue. So this is a song called Wherever I'm at Home, because, you know, like, I was born up north, I went to college out east, and relative to the north, where we are now is south, so, yeah. this is called Wherever I'm at Home. Live off the South Hill, but I crave the North still. And I wonder just how dark it is as the sun touches my windowsill. I have a northern heart, though I play a southern part. I can sit on my skin in any town I'm in, but my bones can't bear to part with the northern lights I've never seen. From seldom having you close to me, from constant darkness when snow's upon us to summer's bright sunbeams. I come from the vastness of the astral dome. How fast we drive on winding roads, it happens here to this I know. Wherever I'm at home, days. I've learned there's ways to groove and there's ways to move. Oh, these people have their ways. I learned just to show up. Don't worry about being a grown-up. Come from wherever you are, whether it's near or far. It doesn't matter where you come from. I come from the northern lights I've never seen. From seldom having you close to me. From constant darkness when snow's upon us to summer's bright sunbeams. I come from the vastness of the astral dome. How fast we drive on winding roads. It happens here to this I know. Wherever I'm at home. Oh, am I just homesick? Or am I sick of home today? And if I love this home so much, why have I not chose to stay? It's held many of my firsts and so many of my worsts. I'm nostalgic for a place I seldom stay. Cause I come from the northern lights I've never seen. From seldom having you close to me. From constant darkness when snow's upon us to summer's bright sunbeams. And I come from the vastness of the astral dome. How fast we drive on winding roads. It happens here to this I know. Wherever I'm at home. Wherever I'm at home.
Fantastic, fantastic. And you. The poem is almost written.
Yes.
And it's going to be Ashley. And I'm going to put it in my next book that's coming out next year.
So cool.
The Eye of the Spirit. Or at least that's what it is. So,
yes.
I am here. That's all that matters. I reach the midday and splattered, hoping to recover in time. Still find you or mine. I need a drink of wine to jumpstart what I left behind. I fell out of my head, however, fell out of my head, foolish lover, find your way to her brightness. She is the one for you. You have opened my mind and I am inclined to never again dare leave you behind. Because you are my first.
Oh, I love that.
That having been said, so cool. Folks, it's been my pleasure having Ashley Pyle on the show.
Yeah,
Ashley.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully we'll connect again and you can inspire me with some of your lyrics and your music. So for Ashley Pyle, I'm Stephen Pitters, your host for this edition of the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And we are out of here.